This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump! Yes.
A good Monday to one and all. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way. Andrew back from Disney. He's got your updates as we go right up until 9. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, man?
Good, Moose. Good. I'm in a quasi-decent mood, but this is my football team. The Bills, but otherwise, yeah, everything's fine. It's freezing out. I need more coffee. There's a new countertop here, which is, I think that's what they call it, in the studio, and that's nice. And like I said, the Bills won, so it's okay so far for a Monday.
There you go. Very nice.
It's
so
okay.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, buddy.
Someone asks me how I'm doing, I need to say, how are you doing? You
know. Well, yeah, it's only courteous, but yes. Doing well. Thank you, man. Weekend went well, and the like. And thank you. Congratulations to you as well. We got a lot to get into over the course of the next 3 hours, and certainly the Sunday night game, which you referenced, Taz, is one of those topics. As the Bills score 10 unanswered points in the fourth quarter and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 17-10, the final, they clinch a playoff spot, set up what is going to be a very, very enticing matchup next weekend against the New England Patriots. So you look at this Buffalo team where, you know, Allen throws for 139 and a touchdown. They run for a buck 38 as a team. John Brown had himself a little bit of a game, as did Tyler Croft, catching a tight end. You know, Duck Hodges came back to earth as he throws four picks over the course of it. You know, the Steelers really couldn't run it, which was surprising because the Bills' rush defense has struggled this year.
Right.
But to no avail last night, you know, they only ran the ball 15 times for just 51 yards, 42 of them on the legs of James Conner, who came back off of injury. And the Bills with an impressive Sunday night victory out in Pittsburgh on the road.
Yeah, no, it, to me, see, I guess, you know, sometimes when you're a fan of a team, you watch them too closely, you know, so you're a little more critical sometimes. So for me, it was, I felt like it was a quasi-ugly win, but you know what, a win's a win, that's all that matters, you know. I mean, this is, you're going against the third-string quarterback in Hodges. The kid's not very good, and there were times where just, I don't know, just the team didn't look, the Bills didn't look. The red zone, offensively, for example, Josh Allen. This has nothing to do with Hodges, but Josh Allen just sometimes, and that's why the I don't want to say the jury's still out on him. Some people are still a little bit like on the fence with him, and I get that. I've seen him have great games and throw the ball and stretch the field, you know. And we saw a couple of bigger throws last night, but not a lot. And some you know, the one interception, but. It's just something. 13 to 25, 139 yards. Moose, I mean, seriously, is that going to do? Is that enough to go against the Patriots the second time of the year and
beat them
on the road? You know what I mean?
No, like, I agree.
Against that defense?
No, I don't disagree with you, but I think also every game's a little bit different. I mean, I don't think it was a great football game. I mean, it had 7 turnovers between the two teams, right?
I mean,
Pittsburgh turned the football over 5 times. Your Bills turned the ball over on 2 occasions. It didn't look like two teams that were playing quality late season football.
Correct.
Right? It was an ugly football game.
I
think a lot of people, aside from being a Steelers or a Bills fan, I think maybe some people found something else to watch because the game wasn't all that
entertaining.
I'm
glad to hear your take on it, because
yeah,
you don't have a dog in a fight.
No, so I thought it was in a good game. I did not. You know, I thought it was a slop. I thought it was a
sloppy
game.
Right.
But you know, you want to win the sloppy game.
Yeah.
You know, you'd rather come out of that saying, okay, well, we've got room to improve. There's things that we need to work on. But I also don't think necessarily that's a game that's indicative of really what the Bills are, right? I mean, and listen, I've been more critical of Allen than you have, right?
Right.
And, you know, I give him credit. I think he's got a knack for fourth quarter play, which I think is something either you have or you don't have, Taz.
Right.
And I think he's got it. So I think that's a positive. I think, you know, his inaccuracy, he certainly can physically, he can, you know, he's a modern day quarterback.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
got great
big
legs.
Guy, yeah.
He can make all the throws.
Right,
he can take
kid.
A tough hit.
Yeah.
He is a tough guy.
Yes, yes.
There are all those positives. The inaccuracy with him as a thrower is a concern. It was
right.
a concern with him coming out of college. I think you have every right to believe it's a concern now in the National Football League.
Right, and right, and that's it. And he's so inconsistent with that. I mean, there are some, like, for example, Beasley yesterday. I mean, Beasley's, you know, a little you know, scat receiver who gets open. We saw him do some great stuff with the Cowboys. I've seen him with the Bills get open, and Allen hit him with nice passes, you know, in a slot or whatever, out of a slot, I should say. And then yesterday, we're seeing him throw the ball, I think, two or three times, like 7 or 8 feet over Beasley's head.
Yeah.
Like Beasley's 6'7". Like you know, like he's Gronk. You know, like, what are these, that inaccuracy is just like, ugh. You know, and one of them turned into an interception. I think it was one where later in the third quarter where it was a tip off of Beasley. It was too high. He jumped to try to make it. If he would have caught it, he would have got destroyed over the middle. I think Hayden would have knocked his head off. And then it was an interception off that. I can't recall who got the interception. But yeah, that's my only thing. Defensively, look, they're there. There's no, I don't worry about the Bills. They're there. Their defensive backfield's excellent for sure. And D-line has been a little... The rush defense, I should say, has been, like you pointed out earlier, and we've talked about in the past, has been a little rough. Yesterday, they played better. And you know what? It's a good offensive line the Steelers have. I'll give my team credit on that. James Conner, I should say, heck of a running back. When need be, he can run the rock for sure. And, you know, they held them to 40-something yards, 42 or 43
yards.
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
I was surprised the Steelers only ran the ball 15 times.
I didn't understand
either. I didn't understand that offensive game plan against a Bills rush defense that has struggled this year.
Yeah.
And we've seen that on occasion. I think they maybe got a little bit too cute. I agree with you in terms of when you look at Devlin Hodges, certainly struggled with the four interceptions, and he looked like a rookie quarterback. There were times this year where... You know, he's played pretty well. And last night was not one of those nights.
He made some bad throws.
Yeah. He threw the wrong shoulder. He threw into double coverage. He hung one football up in the air. It was an easy interception by the safety. I mean, there were some throws where you say to yourself, all right, if there's a better quarterback, there might be a different outcome last night.
I agree.
And that's the thing that would bother you if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, is that you look at that game. But not every game's the same. So, I mean, you know, you had a... you know, you've clinched a wild card berth. You set up, an interesting matchup here moving forward. And you survive on to the next week. It wasn't a game in which you come out of that game and say, oh, my God, you know what? This is going to be amazing. You know, this Bills team is one of the teams in the AFC. I don't think you can come out of that game last night thinking that. But I also think every game kind of takes on a little bit of a... You know, kind of a different vibe, Taz, you know? And some games aren't always going to be your best, but as long as you find a way to win that game, I think that says a lot about your team.
Especially on the road, to the point you just made.
Yeah.
And so that, I give them credit for, especially at a place like Pittsburgh. That's a tough place to play, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter if it's Roethlisberger playing or Rudolph or Ducky Hodges out of Samford. And he looked like a kid out of Samford. That's with an M, folks, not an N. So... Yeah, he was having a hard time for sure. And that defensive backfield of the Buffalo Bills did a great job. But, you know, now we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, it's nice to be clinched, you know, and to clinch the playoffs. That's great. That's great. And, you know, we were talking. We were talking about the Bills a couple of weeks ago. You know, every once in a while we talk about them on the show. And and we were saying, I can't remember what week it was. It might have been after, it might have been after Buffalo beat Denver. That might have been them where we were saying they got a tough stretch here of going on a road, two tough spots, the Cowboys and the Steelers, and then they get the Ravens at home. And they won the two home games, I'm sorry, away games, meaning Dallas and Pittsburgh, but lost the home game to the best team in the game right now, in my opinion, the Ravens. So two good road wins, the one on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys and now this one against the Steelers.
Yeah, but I was more impressed by the Cowboys one than I was last night.
Me too.
Because it's in Dallas. I think Dallas is obviously a more talented team than Pittsburgh.
Team.
I thought you played better.
Yeah, agree.
But yes, I mean, to win those games on the road, and here's your head coach, Sean McDermott, after the game last night, talking about clinching a playoff spot for the second time in 3 years.
It just feels good to win a game. It's hard to win a game, you know, and then when you talk about playoffs... being here 3 years to be in it 2 out of 3 years, what a blessing. Just feel like it's all people. It really is. It's all the people behind me in that locker room. all the people back home at One Bills Drive.
Yeah, and how about Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach, after the 17-10 loss to Buffalo? They're still right now, if the playoffs started today, they would be a wild card team and be your sixth seed sitting there at 8-6. But here's Mike Tomlin after the loss and what went wrong.
They're a rough and tumble outfit. We got to tip our caps to those guys and congratulate them, not only on winning the game, but just, you know, not blinking and making the significant plays and the significant moments. That's something that we pride ourselves in. We didn't make those plays today. They did.
Yeah, well, he's right about that.
I mean, that's
it. I mean, when whether it be an interception, and listen, the fact that that's a one-score game, Taz, and you turn the football over five times in an NFL game, and you're minus three in turnover differential, that says a lot in terms of either it says something about the other team you're going up against, or it says something about your team in terms of the toughness and the ability to overcome. Because usually, if you are minus three in turnovers, that's not a one-score game.
Right,
not in the National Football League. Usually, that's a two- or three-score game.
Yeah, well, I think you said it best a few minutes ago. It was a sloppy game. It was a sloppy game. So, you know what? And the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, and we've talked about it a little bit here, the great job he's done with that team. I mean, great job with all the players that he's lost, from Antonio Brown to Le'Veon Bell to Roethlisberger being out. And then he had his backup quarterback. You know, he gets benched. And now you go with Ducky Jones there, whatever, Ducky Hodges.
Duck Hodges.
You know, I mean, so it's like, you know, he still has some, and Juju's hurt, right? So he's got Juju out hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got all these big-time players that are out, but yet he still sits on the plus side of you know, well, 8-6 now, I think. So it's like it's very very impressive the job he's done. And if he wins Coach of the Year, I would not be shocked one bit.
No, I really wouldn't. Him, Flores, done a great job down in Miami, keeping that team competitive despite the lack of talent down there. You're right. McDermott's done a nice job with your Buffalo Bills. I mean, there's a lot of guys. But, yeah, I think Tomlin's one of those guys at the top of the list, Taz, that you're going to think about because of the talent they've lost and how they've been able to now with the third string quarterback be able to keep themselves competitive.
Right. And back to the Bills real quick. You know, look, and you know this, Moose. The Bills are going to play, when you play the Bills, they're going to play strong defense and they're going to run the ball. Okay. It's old school football at the end of the day, you know, because, you know, you can't rely on Allen to, you know, throw a consistent amount of deeper balls. He's got a rocket arm. He's got a super powerful arm, and you and I have joked about it. You're like, yeah, but he'll throw it over the goalpost. You know? Yeah, he can throw the ball out of the stadium. There's no doubt. It's just you don't know who he's throwing to sometimes. But they're going to run the ball. They're going to play defense. Again, we talked about the defensive line. I am happy the D-line stepped up yesterday, which I think is a good offensive line in the Steelers. So I really feel like the Bills wanted to pay, and offensively, on the offensive line side for the Buffalo Bills, the Bills ran the ball well. Singletary ran the ball well, but this is what I've talked about before with you because I watch all these Bills games. This kid Singletary, when people first see him, like, wow, he's really good. He's really fast, and he is. He's all those things, and I love him, but good God, he fumbles the football. He can't hold the ball. He's got it. They benched him for a little while in that game, put Frank Gore in for a good chunk, you know, because he fumbles the ball a lot. I don't know if he has small hands or he don't have strong hands. I don't know what it is. He reminds me of a young Shady McCoy. Because, you know, when McCoy was with the Bills, he was fumbling the ball a lot. He was. Especially towards his tenure there. So that Singletary is fast. His first step is insane. He'll juke you. He will make you look like an idiot when he's running the ball. He's that athletic. And he can take a hit. You just can't hold the ball, and that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, and ball security for a running back is certainly something that has got to take high priority, or you're going to see your rear end on the bench.
I know.
But he's a very, very talented young runner.
Oh God!
For the Buffalo Bills, and last night did have, you know, around 85, 86 yards on the ground, something of that nature. So the Bills victorious in the Sunday night game earlier in the day, stay in the AFC East, Taz. How about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots? They go into Cincinnati. They were a heavy favorite in this one. They take care of business against the Cincinnati Bengals. But I'll tell you, you know, having watched you know, a good portion of this game when I was at the sports book. I mean, right. All the games are on. So you get a kind of a feel where you don't exactly know what you're, you know.
There's so much going on.
But, you know, that was one of the games.
Must be exhilarating.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love being.
For your stimuli.
Oh, no doubt.
Stimuli.
Well, no doubt. Every game is on. Yeah. You got them all. It's fantastic.
Is it loud?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's like a casino,
right? Oh,
it's
great. Yes, it's great.
You love it, man.
I love it. The energy at the energy at FanDuel Sportsbook's amazing. I love it, man.
Pounding coffees because you can't drink liquor while you're working, right?
No, I'm getting liquor. I'm not getting lubed up.
Drinking mules.
No, I'm not drinking Moscow mules. I had a Pepsi yesterday.
Oh, you're a wild man.
Nice. I had a Pepsi and a little. They put out little like candies and stuff like that.
Oh,
in
man.
The area. Yeah, so it's nice. It was good.
Not all dirt.
Felt like
candies?
In the holiday spirit.
Oh, for the holidays.
Yeah, for the holidays. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so
like
it was nice.
Little Hershey kisses.
Yeah. It was nice.
They go all out over there, huh?
It was good. They do take care of you. It's good. They're good to me. But it was so watching that game a little bit. And they win the game 34-13, but yeah. You talk about not being impressed. I don't know how you come out of that game. They run for 175 yards as a team. Edelman looks hurt. I mean, that's what Julian Edelman, who had only two receptions for 9 measly yards. It was really the Sony Michel and James White show when you look at the Patriots offensively. They win a game by 21 points. Now, Andy Dalton was brutal. He throws 4 picks as well. He's throwing these out patterns. If Cincinnati should just lined up and ran Joe Mixon, who averaged over five yards,
yeah.
He was great.
Yeah,
he ran for 136 yards.
Yep.
He averaged over 5 yards per carry. I don't understand why they didn't just do that, but they didn't. And whenever Dalton was dropping back to throw, I mean, a lot of those throws were errant. And he kept on it. Amazingly enough, the thing that was stunning, which someone's got to explain it to me. How do you continue to attack Stephon Gilmore, which he continued to
do
where Gilmore had, one pick six and another interception they threw right into him.
I don't understand that. I saw the highlights of it.
I don't understand. Why are you attacking Stephon Gilmore, who many believe is the best cover corner in the National Football League? Wouldn't you want to go away from him and throw it to somebody else? They win the game 34-13, Taz, and they are 11-3, and I understand they're sitting there. They're first place in the AFC East. They got a big game coming up against the Buffalo Bills. But I'm not that impressed by the Pats. You know, I don't know if they're necessarily ever going to find it. This whole idea, we've been waiting for this offense to come around for New England. I don't know if it's ever going to come around.
My luck will happen next week.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm going to take it on your Bills.
That'll be famous last words. No, I mean, listen, you're right. I agree with your whole breakdown of the game. I saw the highlights of it, and I saw a little bit of the right before halftime. And I'm like, wow, the one at the time, 1-12 Bengals are keeping us. They're in the lead here. What is going on? And it was 10-10, I think, something like that, right before that. And I'm like, what is the deal? I was really surprised. And, you know, like a lot of really good teams do and good coaches, once halftime happens, they come out, the Pats, they put up 14 points in the third quarter. So, I agree. I mean, Dalton's just a mess. I don't know who's worse. I mean, who's better? Is Dalton better or Duck Hodges?
Tough one. When Dalton was making some of those out throws, dude, I mean, I was like, oh my God, terrible.
It was just a while. Remember, he was a pretty good quarterback for a while.
He was. And he played well last week.
That's right.
He hasn't played badly. Yesterday, he was terrible.
He's no Ryan Tannehill.
No, he was terrible against the New England Patriots. Here's Brady after the game on the fact that the Pats have locked up a playoff spot and the turnaround you saw yesterday.
This team has been working hard and trying to put ourselves in a good position. So it's good to win, and we're 6-2 on the road this year. But last year we were 3-5. So. It was good. Defense played great. Got 5 turnovers.
Sounds happy.
Yeah. 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
Including at the end. This is why the Bengals are the Bengals, right? It's a 10-10 game. They forced the Pats for a 3-and-out, right? They're punting the ball back. And you fumble the punt right before half to have the Patriots take the lead. I mean, come on, Taz.
I know. That's what I saw. I talked a little bit before half when I saw that. Yeah.
You can't be fumbling the punt. I mean, you know why teams are bad? Just watch the Bengals yesterday. Dalton's throwing the football around like it's a hot potato. Like he wants no part of it. And they're fumbling on special teams. Not that I bet Cincinnati or anything, but I was...
That's funny.
That's great.
It's Taz and the Moose here with you on this Monday morning. It is a week 15. We continue to look at the Sunday that was. A good Monday to one and all. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That's your number to call. Taz Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, it's Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. And yes, that's it. Thank you. Doing More brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier, welcome to today's Home Depot. How does Get More Done? Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team. How about LeBron James? James piled up 32 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists to lead the Lakers to a 101-96 win versus the Atlanta Hawks. So
can't believe
LeBron
Mike.
James certainly doing more.
Mike comes to the studio and yells Home Depot from afar. Come on, Mike. So,
bad.
Yes. Anyway, so we got Angie.
We almost
back.
Fell coming in back into the studio.
I yes. almost fell.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting you said.
Well, you did.
Well, I
got distracted.
Well, look at the obstacle course I have to walk.
I know.
Through.
I didn't say you did fall. I said you almost.
Yeah,
fell.
I don't fall, bro. That's the thing. Okay. My balance is. I'm an amazing athlete, so I don't fall down. I'm not in the shape I was in back in the day, and I'm not a kid anymore. I'm still a stud balancing act. I'm an amazing agile man. But here's the thing. There is, all kidding aside, to your point, though, yeah, I did almost fall because there's like a gack or something on the floor, like some kind of a screw with a black knob on it that's gigantic that I almost got a high ankle sprain. Andrew, do you see it? It's somewhere in here. You'll see it's like...
Very safe.
Grab that and show Moose what that thing is. Just, yeah, look, you just see his face. Andrew's like, whoa, this is a safety hazard in the studio. That is what I almost... That's what I stepped on, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's like a toy.
Yeah, well, it's not
it's like
a toy.
It's like the size of a toy.
It's the size of a toy. Everything's
well,
a toy.
What it is surprisingly a piece of one of the chairs in this studio that's
shocking.
So very rarely
it's probably one
correctly.
That's been removed.
Yeah, and yeah. So that's why I almost got chairs a high ankle sprain in the studio. Yeah, so that's what happened. Well, Andrew, it's great to hear your voice. You're back
Andrew,
from
yeah.
FLA.
We had him on Friday's show on Disney, from Disney, last segment.
Yeah, live
from outside
the Tower of Terror.
Friday's show. Oh,
yes.
I wasn't here.
Yes, you were not here. Friday's show, we had him on.
Wait. But I was part of the creative behind that bit, and you guys did that when I wasn't here.
What was a Heller idea?
Listen, if something happens on this show, it's half my idea. I'm the co-host.
No, I'm not taking claim. Brad said we should have had Bogus on, and we did. Well, you weren't here, and it wouldn't have worked if we had called him from the newsroom.
True. Bogus, did you ask for me? Were you shocked that I wasn't here? Were you upset that I wasn't here?
I was disappointed, yes. I was then led... Bawami brought me on the air Friday, which is also another
this
shot
sounds
to the
like
gut.
A great bit.
Yeah.
It was great.
Is it worth playing back or not that great?
No, it's not that great.
All right.
It was podcasting.
Yes. Podcast. It's on the podcast. Check out the Taz and the Moose podcast. Right. But it was on Friday, live from Disney, the happiest place in the world. And I love Disney, and that's you love great. It, and you love the French fries at Disney World.
Right.
And they are really on point.
Yes.
The pomfrites. But pomfrites. He was outside of the Tower of Terror, and he would not go on that ride. He was too scared.
Yeah.
Oh, you
this
mouse.
True.
Really? I would have been with you, too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, not my thing.
Yeah. Is that the one that just drops?
Yeah, it's like free fall. Remember free fall from Great Adventure?
Yeah, I do remember
it's
that.
Very similar to free fall.
And apparently now it's computerized, so no ride is the same.
I understand.
They have different combinations of falls.
Which is awesome.
It's not just to go to the top and drop down. Oh. You go down a little bit, you go back up, you can go down farther.
Oh, that's good for your stomach. Yeah.
That's
good.
Your spine,
you guys,
everything.
When you go to a park, an amusement park, that's what it's for.
Now, I watch my son do it. He's crazy. He does
all
that.
Do you go on
stuff.
Roller coasters?
The little kiddie ones.
No,
I like
seriously. Will you go on a
crazy one?
Yes.
I don't know how to... No, not a crazy loop-de-loop
jump. I don't know how to answer this. No.
No. No, because I've had a neck injury. I've had back injuries. I've been
before you
wars.
Suffered the neck injury.
Dude, I've wrestled my whole life. I mean,
I know. I'm talking about when you were younger. When you were like 20.
I had no money to go to the...
Stop.
First
time. What do you mean? You used to go to Coney Island. You ride the roller coaster at Coney Island.
How much did it cost?
Oh, I'll tell you if
I
went on.
No, I actually never went to Cyclone you're talking about,
yes.
Right? I actually never been on the Cyclone. I've been to Coney Island.
That doesn't even go loop-de-loop.
But I used to hang out with the girls when I was a kid.
I understand. Yeah, I was very when you were before pre-neck injury,
yeah.
You never went on you never went on a scary roller coaster.
No. No, we didn't go on vacation, my family. I'm not kidding either.
I went
to the Amish country.
But I'm just talking about fear factor. That's just something you're not into. You're a little scared of it.
Yeah, well, because I don't want to hurt my neck again. But I am a little scared. I don't want to vomit in front of people either. I'm a public figure.
That's fair. So
I mean, there's throwing up in a corner.
There's roller coaster. You don't get into that. And it does it bogus. Did you go on the Rock and Roll roller coaster?
What is that? What is that?
The Aerosmith one?
Yes.
No, we did not go on that
Hold on a second. They play Aerosmith while you're on a roller coaster?
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
It's a great ride.
Big drop,
it's
Jones.
Inside, yeah. Well, it's not a huge drop. It whips you around, and you do a couple loops.
Yeah, there really are no mega roller coasters. Like, no upside down, no corkscrews.
No, you do. On the Rock and Roll roller coaster, you go upside down.
Do you? My wife says you don't.
No, you do.
Oh, okay.
That's the best one there. Yeah, it's the best one there. Yeah, you do go upside down.
So your wife goes on the dangerous ones, and you watch?
Well, she went on Tower of Terror, as did my six-year-old. And then, I stayed downstairs.
Well, you can't even... Tower of Terror, you can see the tower outside, and you can hear the screams. Yeah. The Rock and Roll roller coaster, you can't see.
Yeah.
It's like Space Mountain. It's all inside.
It's all inside, right.
Yeah, so you can't... So you're just waiting outside for them to come out and to see your loved ones come out alive.
I can't remember the country, but one of the countries at Epcot has... A roller coaster that's not like a big, there's a little bit of a drop to it. Like you're in water and it looks like you're going to back, you go backwards and go out like outside into the daylight. I can't remember the country. It's actually a little more of an aggressive roller coaster, but it's inside. Like you said, it's inside one of the countries.
Are you talking about like a...
I just came out of the country.
Like a water ride?
Or are you talking about a roller coaster? Not a water ride, but there's a little bit, you're going in.
What you're talking about is in like Norway and
it's
is
frozen.
Now the Frozen ride.
Yeah,
I was terrified.
That's what I was terrified.
That was scary. Because I'm in the dark and next thing I know I dropped a little bit.
Dude, stop.
No, I'm not kidding.
It's like a 5 foot drop.
I'm sitting next to my
wife.
Can't
be terrified. It's like a 5 foot drop.
I didn't know and I'm sitting next to my wife and I go, ah! And then my wife's like, stop, there's nothing wrong. And then the guy behind me is like, dude. You know, and I'm like, hey, man, I didn't know it was going to not be that bad. I got scared because I thought it was going to be worse because I saw the dress. So I'm in that roller coaster passenger mode where you have to scream. And yeah.
That surprises
me. Everybody's like, oh, hey, dude, it's not that bad. Like, it's nothing. It's Norway. You know?
That does surprise me. That's the Viking. That used to be the Viking ride. Now it's Frozen.
Yeah.
I'd be on there with my French fries and then I didn't know.
French fries from the Magic Kingdom.
Because I said to my wife, I remember we were driving through, on the roller coaster. Let's say it is Norway. I think you're right. And I'm like, we don't have seatbelts on. She goes, that's because it's not a dangerous ride.
It isn't.
I go, why is it dark? Why?
Well, because that adds to it.
So I'm thinking,
I would never want to go to an amusement
18-inch
park.
Drop.
I'm the worst. Yeah.
Yeah, I would never want to. I'd be like, I'll pass.
When my son was like preteen or like just a teen, and we went with a couple of his friends, came with us, he would just disappear. Like, he'd go on everything. Like, everything, like, dangerous. Like, he's one of those guys. You know, like, Thrill Seeker Jones, you know? And I don't know where he got that from.
So, last year, I like going on the rides, right?
But like, anything. You don't care.
No, I don't care. No, it's fun. I don't get queasy or anything like that. Like, those kind of things.
Well, you have a stomach like an iron horse.
I'm not going there eating. I'm not eating a pound of McDonald's fries before I head out onto a ride. Sitting there,
milkshake.
extra salt in the milkshake. Walk around sweating profusely, fighting people off that are trying to snap photos of me.
Giant milkshake from Cold Stone.
Right, exactly.
Bring it to the park.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But anyway, so a funny story my son, I'm trying to get my oldest son, Jackson, over those kind of fears.
Right.
So last time we were at Disney, there's a dino ride in Animal Kingdom.
Hmm.
And he's big into dinosaurs, right?
Nice.
And it's like kind of a play on, what's that?
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
No, it's got a big T-Rex in it. It's got a Velociraptor in it, obviously.
Jurassic Park.
It's a play off Jurassic Park. So... His cousin's going on. He's like, am I going to be scared? I've been on the ride before. I wasn't going on. I was hanging outside with my youngest son, Gregory, right? And I'm like, no, you'll be fine.
Huh.
You'll be fine. You'll be okay.
You let him go by himself?
No, no, no. We had plenty of fit. Yes, I sent him out there on the on a line, a 5-year old all
thinking,
by
how
himself.
How tall is this kid? How did he get through the height?
No, he made the height. He made the height. They measure you at the beginning of the ride. So I was like, no, no, you'll be fine. It's okay. Are you sure, Dad? Yeah, you're going to see dinosaurs. It's going to be great. You'll be fun, right? So he went on with my wife and his cousin and my wife's sister and this and that. He came out basically like he saw a ghost.
Oh, he hated it. No way. He was terrified.
He was terrified. I felt so bad. He's like, but then he got over it, and as the trip went on, he wanted to go on more and more different kind of rides.
That's good. So he broke the fear a little bit.
I kind of broke the fear a little bit. I don't think he'll go on the dinosaur ride again because my wife basically said right when he saw the first dinosaur, he almost jumped into her arms saying, get me off this ride. Get me off this ride.
Yeah, years ago I was on, I don't remember, my wife and I were engaged. I don't know where we were. And I was wrestling. I was, muscular guy, tank top Jones. And, we're with other people, and I'm getting needled now. Big, tough guy, and then we're going to Loop-de-Loop Jones. I can't remember. It might have been Hershey, somewhere in Pennsylvania. I don't know where we were. And I went on it because it was peer pressure, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And Dorney Park, they have a loop?
Yeah, I think Dorney Park in Wild Warrior Kingdom.
I think it was Dorney
Park.
Bush
Gardens?
Yeah, maybe one of them. And I go on, and, dude, I swear to God, that upside-down thing. And then they decide to go, okay, now we're going to go backwards upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. I hated it. And I'm thinking, because I'm looking at the guy who's controlling the machine before we roll away, who puts a seatbelt on you. He looks like he just got out of the joint. Okay, no disrespect to anybody in prison.
For messing up a previous ride.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't look like an upstanding person.
I don't think that's the guy, the engineer that designed the roller coaster.
But he's the guy.
I think he's just making sure that all the lights are green. Dude, and green means go.
But he looks like he don't know the difference between green and red because he's a little impaired. You know, so I'm going back to the early 90s now when it was not, they weren't drug tested employees. It was like, that's just hire any Tom, Dick, or Harry. Throw the guy $4 on a six-pack. We're good. I mean, that's what we're dealing with here at Dorney.
Yeah.
Dorney's a great place. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
you take your family. You have a great time.
Great brand.
Bring the kids.
Super safe.
Oh, man. But no, I don't. Mike, you're a big, you don't seem like.
Yeah, I love them.
Really?
I do like them a lot. I haven't been in a long time, but I used to love it as a kid.
I used to love going to Great Adventure. Remember, you ever go to Action Park when that was open before the lawsuits brought that down?
Well, Great Adventure. I don't know if I ever mentioned on the show, or kidding aside, remember years ago, a little bit, you were younger, Bruce. I was a senior in high school. My senior class, the senior trip was the Great Adventure.
Yeah.
I didn't go. Some of us didn't go. And a tragedy happened in the haunted house. There was a fire.
I remember that fire.
That was my school.
Oh, really?
And three, I think it was three kids from our school.
That's
and
brutal.
I knew one of the guys
That's terrible.
Passed away.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So, but that was a long time ago, and so Great Adventure. I never went back after that.
Never went back.
Yeah, it was just like.
Well, I could understand
out.
That. Yeah, I mean, we didn't. We used to always go every year, like two or three times a year two times a year.
Is that still like a hot spot for? I know the area's a little. It could be a little sketchy in there.
I know. I mean, I haven't been there, and I haven't been.
You
to
don't
Great
take
Adventure.
Your kids there?
No, I haven't been to Great Adventure in like 15 years. I think they're a little too young for Great Adventure.
All right.
There's that one area that had Bugs Bunny Land and Toon Land or whatever it's called. But aside from that, every other ride is kind of for older kids.
I wouldn't be shocked if you heard some gunshots while you were in that park, to be honest with you.
Stop.
In Vernon, New Jersey?
No, I don't think.
Back in the day, man, I'm just telling you, Great Adventure was that area, that was that park, I should say.
Well, we used to avoid going when Brooklyn schools went.
Thanks.
Smart.
Thank you.
Good
That's
call.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that used to be, man. Back in the day, it was a little rough over there at that park.
It used to be, when's Taz's show? When's Taz's school showing up? We'll go another day.
That's true. Look, back to the roller coaster thing. What about the wood roller coasters? That freak out? I mean, that's kind of
cool,
those. Right?
I don't mind wooden roller coasters.
I don't mind them. I like the other ones better. Like, I like the big drops, the loops, and whatever. The wooden roller coasters, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're good. They're fun.
I had a thing TiVo'd. It was on the Travel Channel a couple of years ago, and we TiVo'd it. I love watching, documentaries on roller coasters.
Yeah. How they get built?
How they get built.
And great.
What's the most craziest
one? Oh my God,
it's
insane.
And we had this thing TiVo'd on our thing. Now we got a new gimmick phone, TV thing, but so it's gone. But and it was the top, I don't remember where they were, but the top 10, you know what I mean, roller coasters in the United States.
Yeah.
It was pretty, pretty cool, though. You don't have to be into roller coasters like it was fun. They had the wood roller coasters. They had the this one, the that one.
That's awesome.
Is Space Mountain still known as Space Mountain?
It's
still,
yes.
Yeah, still Space Mountain. Yeah.
Ric Flair. All right.
And now they're building a new one, the Tron thing.
Yeah.
Out there. It's just going to be a monstrosity.
Really?
Yeah,
Tron?
Tron. Yeah, they have a Tron coast, Tron cycle ride. If you hop online and you go to Disney Tokyo, it's already been built over there. They're building the same ride that they built over in Tokyo here in the United States down in Florida. And it's
huge.
It's huge.
You can see it from like everywhere. It's
you mean the actual roller coasters is huge?
Well, it's going to be inside and outside.
A huge promenade.
Huge like rectangle of steel with the tracks coming in and out. And it's like,
crazy.
Yeah. That whole thing's just intimidating. That amount of mass, that amount of size for a roller coaster for me.
Well, it's not,
it's just too big.
Just look up Tron Ride Disney Tokyo. Look it up.
I'm gonna do it right
and,
now.
And it's awesome looking. It looks cool. If you're a fan of Tron growing up, Bogus, what's going on this morning?
Oh, brother? Hey Moose. Hey Taz. Thanks for killing time for me. Here's your report, sponsored by the NFL.
That's what we
late
do. Kill time.
So
we
no,
do.
It's late.
Fun conversation.
That's really uplifting. That's really positive feedback. Thanks.
Usually you tell me I'm late.
Well done.
So I was saying thanks for covering
for me. Now you're trying to cover your rear end. Go ahead, Andy.
Here's your report. It is sponsored by the NFL. Watch live, local, and primetime NFL games and get breaking NFL news, stats, highlights, and more on your phone.
It's called Tran or Tron?
Tron.
T-R-O-M. Download the official NFL app or the Yahoo Sports app today at NFL.com/mobile. It is almost a dynasty now in Buffalo. 2 playoff appearances in 3 seasons. After a victorious return to Sunday Night Football.
From the 14-yard line, they need 9 yards to keep the drive going. Here's the snap. Allen looks to his left, now goes back right side. It is caught. Touchdown, Tyler Kroft. Touchdown, Buffalo.
That's John Murphy on Bills Radio. The tie-breaking points coming midway through the fourth quarter. Josh Allen also ran in a score, and like a true future Hall of Fame QB, he's not satisfied with just reaching the postseason.
The goal is not just to get into the playoffs, so there's a lot of work to be done, a lot of things that we need to learn from this tape, and we will, and we'll go out and apply it to the football field and try to become the best team that we can possibly become.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, look, I would never want to interrupt a great Bills victory. Mm. Well, not really great, but a decent. Moose just showed me this Tron.
I said Tokyo, Shanghai.
Shanghai Jones. Yeah, it's China, not Japan. But this thing's not even like a roller coaster. This thing's like a whole experience. That's different than Great Adventure.
Well, no, you get out like you're on the Tron cycle. It looks amazing.
Dude, it's insane. That lady's bent over like she's... Yeah. You got to look at this. Look at these people. They're bent off like they're riding bicycles.
Yes.
Hold on a second. You expect me to go on that roller coaster after all the bumps I've taken?
No, you're not.
Bend over like I'm riding a 10-speed bike.
This
like
is
I'm
awesome.
12.
Look at this. This is great.
Dude, Moose, you can't do that.
Yes,
you're back before you back
no,
out.
I won't. This is awesome. Look at this. You're going through. You're flying through. This is awesome.
While you're bent over.
Yes. I can't wait. I can't wait. Not going to go on this.
Never. Neither is Andrew. Me and Andrew will sit there.
Never. We'll hold your bag, Andrew.
Yes, that's fine. Yes. Thank you.
We'll watch the stroller.
I can't wait.
So the Bills won last night 17-10, their first game on Sunday night in 12 years. They clinch a playoff spot while the Steelers had won 3 in a row. They remain in the second wild card spot in the AFC. Also clinching playoff spots yesterday, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Niners, and the Packers, barely.
They throw it over the middle to Cohen at the 30. Cohen 25. Cohen going to throw back to the left side. Pass is caught by Trubisky at the 15. Looking for somebody to help him out. He gets Horsted to the 10. Horsted fumbles. Ball is picked up inside the 2-yard line by the Packers. Yep. Some kind of finish there at the end.
Jeff Joniak on Bears Radio. One more pitch from Jesper Horsted in Chicago probably would have scored, then needed a 2-point conversion to tie the game. Instead, they lose 21-13. The LA Lakers held off the Hawks 101-96 for a 7-game win streak. LeBron and Anthony Davis combining for 59 points and 26 boards. And 2 ranked teams played yesterday in college hoops. Both of them lost. Third-ranked Ohio State at Minnesota, 84-71. Number 17, North Carolina, fell at home to Wofford, 68-64. The Tar Heels were without Leaky Black and Cole Anthony. He's out indefinitely with a right knee injury. And Madison Bumgarner leaving the Giants but staying in the NL West, reportedly signing a 5-year, $85 million deal in Arizona. guys.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Come back with your calls at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We've touched upon the Sunday night affair, the Pats' victory in Cincinnati. Plenty more football to get into as well as we roll right up until 9. It's Taz and the Moose with you on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Can guarantee low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Well, let's go out to New Jersey. Talk to our friend John.
He is John. He is John. He is John from Jersey.
What up there, Hossett?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
All right. How are you? What's going on?
Hey, aren't roller coasters the best? I think we should do a Taz and the Moose Great Adventure outing this summer. No?
No. No, I don't think that'll be good. But it's a good call, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Taz doesn't like the roller coasters. Or doesn't seem to be an amusement park fan.
Yeah, I might be doing my own thing in the summer, too, to be honest with you.
Well, so, yeah. I'll be at Saratoga. Right. Yeah, that's true, too.
See, there you go. So that lasted, 10 seconds, John?
Yes. It was the thought that counts.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So what do you want to talk about, the Bills or the Patriots? Which team?
Well, hey, number one, congrats on making the playoffs with the Bills.
Yeah, thanks. And
are you going to be there this week, Pat's Bills in Foxborough? Is Taz going to be right there in the sideline?
Let me ask you a question, John. First of all, you know me well enough by now. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you really think I'm going to go into enemy territory with this recognizable face and physique? Do you really think that I'm going to walk into enemy territory?
Why don't you and John go together?
No.
What?
No, I'm
not. Why don't
you
tailgate a little bit? Have a little sausage and pepper hoagie? You and John in the parking lot together, and you guys head on in to Foxborough and watch a little Bills Pats. You guys should do that. That would be great.
Maybe the We Over Nation can meet us in the parking lot.
That would be great.
No, because, me walking around.
Listen, I think the Pat fan would be more receptive than I think the Patriot fan up to Orchard Park.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be dangerous for them. Yeah, but that's me walking around with John, and I'm wearing my Fred Smirlis jersey, walking around the Patriots parking lot. You know, eating a sausage and pepper hero. Yeah.
And I think that would be great. I think that would be great content. You and John up in Foxborough.
Right.
And watching Bills Pats. That would be great.
Pats now too.
Do what now?
I said, Fred Smirlis does TV work for the Pats now. He'd be perfect.
That's right. He does do that. Yeah, I would.
Former Bill. Even he came over to the Pat Nation.
Well.
Oh, man. See? Even I actually forgot about that. You got me good there. I got to give you
John,
that
John, nice job by nice job if you watch the Fox report by Glazer of the hired hand by the Patriots just shooting the sideline for 8 minutes.
Here's what I would tell you.
Of the Bengals.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't care.
And here's the thing. Your team.
The Pat fan doesn't care.
They're bad at cheating, too. It's like you guys are bad cheaters. Like you get busted all the time.
Living rent-free in every other team's head. That's what it's all about.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
This is why, I won't go to tailgate with John.
Well, one thing is, that is true, what John did have to say. He's not paying a price. Everyone is skittish and scared of what the Patriots are doing, but they do a lot of what what teams think they are doing. They do push the envelope. I mean, that video does not look good, John.
No, it doesn't look good, but, I mean, all right, they were filming the sideline of the Bengals. Okay.
Didn't that's not allowed. You can't do that.
The same thing?
What's that?
I mean, I don't understand like this. And we're not going to relitigate the whole Spygate thing and all this. Okay, I mean, look at that video. It was the video of the Bengals sideline in the middle of a stadium of 80,000 people.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm still waiting. It wasn't like I looked at it and it's a copy of the Bengals playbook.
No,
dude,
not.
They can see what the coaches are doing. That's how you can get signals, everything, how they sub and everything.
Yeah.
When my fat ass is sitting in the stands, I see what the coaches are doing too.
If you don't know squad compared to the coaches, if they have video,
I know that. But if
John, we gotta go. John, take it.
All right.
getting all crazy.
John's so hot.
He's like, there's
nothing to see here. Move on with your day.
Yeah, right.
It's Taz in the Mood, CBS Sports Radio.